Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Hayim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Baso Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara Amud Aleph says, Rav Nachman tells Rav Huno, Lui Havo Mar Gabon Be'or So B'Tchomo. You weren't by us in the evening in the Tchom. What does it mean, Lui Havo Be'or So B'Tchomo? So the Rashbam over here says, Bot the Midrashas Shalahem B'Soyf HaTchom Hoyu. The Bris Medrash was at the end of the Tchum, Kedei Sheyachlu Lavoi Shem B'Shabbes Min HaYoros Shemisoviv. So they could come learn there in Shabbos. So the Bris Medrash was in the end of the Tchum, Tchum Shabbos, because they want everybody, all the cities around will be able to come to this Bris Medrash. So he would be in the edge of the Tchum to be as close as possible to all the cities. And that's what he says, you weren't here last evening in the Bismedesh, which is in the Tchum. Rashi in Zvochim Tav Beis Amud Beis says a little bit stronger. He says that when it says Be'orto, what is in the Be'orto? Be'orto, the evening. What's the evening? We're talking about Shabbos. Rashi says in Zvochim Tav Beis Amud Beis, Lo'avad gabayin Be'orto v'tchumo, kloima, chaval shelo yisa emesh b'Shabbos etzlenu b'toich ha'tchum, meaning, according to Rashi and Zvochim, and maybe that's what the Rashbam means here as well. What it means, betchum, means you are now within the tchum to come into the Beis Medrash. The Rashbam here just sounds that the Beis Medrash was in the edge of the tchum. But when he says, lo hava boris betchum, means you were too far in Shabbos to come to the tchum, to come to the Beis Medrash, which is within our tchum. And this brings about a very interesting discussion in the Poskim regarding Limud B'Iyun on Shabbos. It starts with the Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emdin, and the Siddur Beis Yaakov, in page Daf Kuf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. There he says that on Shabbos, a person should not learn too much B'Iyun. He should not toil in understanding Torah, because that's against Menuchas Shabbos, it's against the Oinig Shabbos. He brings the Gemara that says that Rabbi Zeir would go to Zuga de Rabbanan. It says, "B'matusu minaychu loy techalune." And Rashi explains over there. You would see Talmid Chacham in learning. It says, "Please don't be mechalal Shabbos." So he explains the Yavetz. What does it mean? Don't learn biyegiya. Don't learn with such amma like you learn during the week. Shabbos is a time where a person needs to be a little more relaxed, and also his limud Torah needs to be in a more relaxed Torah. And he says, Miloshan HaGemara, it says, Lo techalune, it's mamash chilul Shabbos to learn too much b'yun. But the Ben Ish Chai, in a Sefer Toyu Lishmo, Simen Kofiud, brings these Gemaras, brings the Gemara in Zvachin, the base of a base, and we're referring to our Gemara as well. Then we say, Lo hava b'orto b'tchumo, we talk about the sugyas, which are the sugyas of Shas. The sugyas of Iyun and Shas, especially there in Zvokim, we bring different rayas and different makoris. So it says the Ben Ish Chai, you see from our Gemaras, based on Rashi, that tells us, we talk about that they learn on Shabbos, based on our Rashbam, that the only reason the Beis Medrash was Betchumo, was for all the cities to be able to come there on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, they were mefalful b'divrei Torah, learning sugyas b'Iyun. And so holds the Chido, and the Sefer Machzik Brocha, and our Chaim Simon Rish Tzadik. He brings the Yavetz, and he argues on him and says, no, of course you can learn B'Iyun. And what the Gemara said regarding Rabbi Zeira means, don't be too much learning so you won't do Suud Shabbos. But if you take care of your Suud Shabbos, of course you can learn B'Iyun, learn B'Pilpul. And he brings the Pre-Chodosh, used to be Falfel and Shabbos Kodesh, that's what they learn B'Pilpul, B'Iyun Rav. And he brings the Ran that says, that the reason why the Tana doesn't mention Oynes Tamei Chachom and Shabbos, because sometimes the Tamei Chachomim are so linked in learning, they're learning so well, and they have to answer a question, they can't go to home, they can't go to sleep. So because they're Mepalpa and Limud on Shabbos Kodesh. But the Chidah concludes and says, if a Tamei Chachom chooses not to be Toreach B'Iyun, and he wants to learn a little bit easier learning, so then that's okay. And here you can bring the Yavetz in a different place, in Gittin Daf Samech. There it says that B'Yuchim and Rish Lakish were learning Sifri Haggadah on Shabbos. So says the Yavetz, why is that so? Because they were learning Kabbalah on Shabbos. During the week, they were busy with dining Halachas. But on Shabbos, which is very heavy to learn that, That's what he did in Shabbos. And he had the Yavuz Gdusha. Shabbos is a special time to learn Kabbalah, to learn Torah Sahemis. And Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyin speaks about it many times in his farm. One place is Gdusha's Shabbos, Maimer Aleph, where he says that every time Shabbos, you elevate yourself more than the weekday. So Amei Aratz says that during the week they're busy working, Shabbos they learn. Tamei Chochem, that during the week he learns Hilchasa, when he gets to Shabbos, he elevates himself to learn Kabbalah, to learn Torah Sahemis. He elevates himself from learning Torah Sanigle to learning Torah Sanister. And as mentioned, this mashal works even with the Chidon, the Ben Ishchai, that the Tamei Chochem can choose to learn this way. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.